Jules and that. Let's bring in Mr. Natasha Bedingfield, who wants to have my babies. So please bring in, Aled, Natasha Bedingfield. Like now. Hello!
Hello!
Hi, Natasha Bedingfield.
Hello.
Morning.
You meant to bring her in when I say her name, you Welsh moron.
I'm so sorry, we were chatting about...
Chatting to my fist in a second.
Talking about travelling.
I'm getting tough on Aled's ass. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am very well.
Good. Yeah. You look very nice.
Thank you. I was, I washed my hair before I came, especially.
That's nice.
I know
of
you have to look good on radio.
Absolutely.
But my hair was wet on the way, so I had my head stuck out the cab.
Drying it.
Like a dog?
Drying it. Yes, like
right.
a dog.
Not that, you, yes. not that you're
so
a dog.
So hello to my driver, by the way, because I'm sure he's listening.
Did you just wave?
Yes.
Nice.
I did wave.
Hi there.
I've been on TV too much. I'm forgetting that radio.
Hi there. Hi there. Hi.
But I've heard that you've got a face for TV now. Not only radio, you've been on TV while I've been away. Replacing me as the number one singer in...
Oh, I don't know about that.
No?
No. I didn't.
You are a singer now, though,
right? I'm not a professional singer.
Did you practice to, like, do scales and stuff?
Kind of. Yeah. I've learnt about singing.
Did you have some lessons then?
I had singing teacher, coachy people.
See, I thought you would ask one of your singer mates to give you tips, maybe.
Well, no, it wasn't. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't down on me. You know, they were just available for my usage.
Ah, I see.
But I learned about breathing.
Good. Breathing's good.
And starting off slowly, not starting off too much, because you've got nowhere else to go. So you pull it back at the beginning, so you can let rip later in the song.
Building it.
That's right.
To a climax.
That's right.
Isn't it to do with your diaphragm as well? And the way you stand?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Posture.
It's only a week of X Factor. Seriously, I'm not an expert in it.
Yeah, but you made an improvement.
I learned two things, yeah. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about you.
What do you think of me?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about you.
So, you've been in America?
Yes, I have.
For how long?
For about 18 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where?
Everywhere you could possibly be. I don't know which state I haven't been to. There are a few that I haven't, but I did about 6 or 7 months of every day in a different state. It's crazy. I want to get a map and draw all my little route, and so I can look at myself.
You see where you've been.
Congratulate myself.
And why were you there? Why did you go there?
I went there just to release my record, my first record.
Okay. And then, so you were planned to be out there for that long?
I was planning to go for about a month initially and just see how it goes, see how it went. And then it just kept going well, so I stayed out there.
Okay. So where was the nicest place?
The nicest place, Boston and New York. Seattle's very nice too.
Okay. So did you have a base? Was there a home in America?
I went to LA and I wrote the rest of my record, my second record there. Yeah, it was really nice. I was right on the beach.
Where did you write your first record?
In half of it in LA, half of it in England.
Right, okay.
You know, it's nice to get away from home to write, because there's a lot of distracting things. There's a lot of fun that happens at home that you can't say no to. And so if you go away,
get some peace and quiet.
Yeah, well, it's just like you can focus a bit more.
Do you, when you're writing your new stuff, do you get up and go to work and write, or do you just... Does it just kind of pop into your head and then you work on it?
Both.
Right,
both. Okay. You know, sometimes I wake up. You know, most of the time, if I wake up in the middle of the night with an idea, it's still dark, you know, and I'll go and write it down on a piece of paper and I'm, like, thinking this is a great idea, and then I'll look at it in the morning and it looks like scribbles and I'm like,
so wake up in the morning and you go, why have I written babies, 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 babies? There's a baby. Why have I written that? Babies,
pop, babies. Pop, pop.
Yeah. I'm in the big, 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 big ocean.
In the tiny little...
Boat. Yeah. Why have I written that? I don't know why I've written
that. I don't know. Let's put it in a song.
Babies, 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 babies. Did you write babies, 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 or was that an ad-lib when you were
It was an ad-lib.
Wow, it's
come on.
Clever.
The mic was on.
No,
leave it rolling.
All right. Explain to everybody, Natasha Bedingfield, what I Want to Have Your Babies is about, because I think people get confused. Now, I've seen the video, and I think I get what the song is about.
Cool. Well, it's I think a lot of people think I'm saying I want babies, and they're like, okay, you go and have your babies. I mean, you know, but it's not. I mean, I don't want kids right yet, but it's about the things that go on in your head, that you try and keep there that come out sometimes. Like, if you really like someone, sometimes you run away with yourself. And I know girls are typical. It's a typical thing that girls do, or it's known that girls do that, you know, the bunny boiler syndrome, where you start to...
That's it.
Yeah, and I just wanted to kind of... I felt like it was a funny thing to talk about, really.
And the opposite of playing hard to get and being cool with somebody.
Well, that's what the song's about, is trying to be cool, trying to keep it back, trying to take it slow.
But
what if you really...
Were.
Yeah, blowing it. I mean, I know that men have things that go on in their brain, but sometimes if you have a bit of a drink, you know, then it starts to... You start to say it, and
what Natasha
freak
is saying
the girls
is,
out too.
Is the song is... You know how men... As men, we know that women are mad, but women don't often acknowledge it, or they lie about it.
Yeah.
What Natasha's saying is, no, women are mad, and when they meet a man, they want to pin him down and stuff, and Natasha's saying, shouldn't say that, because they'll run away. Of course we will, we're not stupid. So, you know, it's about how...
Of course we wouldn't say it, but we'll keep...
Some do, though.
At the end of a really great date... You call your friend, the first thing they ask is, so, is he the one? Do I hear wedding bells?
Women are mad.
After one day?
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, but they're not serious. But still, it's
just nice to know sometimes.
Yeah. Well, women are all mad.
Connection.
Well, I'll say it this way. If you, the moment you realise that a man is not cut out for long... I mean, if it's a short...
Here we go.
The dad of your kids, then you're like, okay, this is just a short-term thing.
Right.
So can you tell that after the first meeting then, or is there an opportunity for somebody you've met once to maybe grow into Mr. Perfect? Do you think you normally know straight away?
I see, when it comes to me personally, I do have these things that I'm thinking about, but I do take it quite slow. I don't just throw myself at any guy.
I see, now I'd be scared to go out with you.
I think men would be terrified to know that they're being looked up and down.
Just like, because you'd be thinking, like, one day in and you'd be discussing, like, wedding dresses and stuff.
Absolutely not. I'm not like that.
Have you planned your wedding in your head? Your wedding day?
No.
Already? Yeah, you have.
No.
You so have, haven't you?
I haven't.
Do you want a big wedding or a small wedding?
I don't know.
You so thought about it. Every girl's thought about it.
No, they don't.
They do!
This is what this conversation is. Some of my friends have looked through books and picked out their dresses and everything.
Sure.
But I personally haven't. I don't let myself have that luxury.
I don't believe in Miss Bedingfield. Are you courting now? Are you seeing
I've got a lovely man that I'm with at the moment.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn, rubbish. How long have you been with him for?
Just over 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he the one?
I don't know yet.
Then dump him. Can he be the father of your children?
I don't know.
Well, you've thought about it.
Hmm?
You've thought about it.
I no.
See, now this is interesting, because a few seconds ago you just said, you know, if you think they're not the one cut out to be the fat, then you know, you just got to kind of move.
But that's why this one.
So you're plotting.
That's what I'm going to say.
So hang on, this poor man
my
now.
Mouth closed.
But you've already said that you think about these things. So could he be the one?
Maybe he could.
But you've got to be very careful. You can't just marry any old fella.
No.
You know. Wow, this is...
He has to look like you.
Of course he does.
No, he doesn't. You wish.
Good way out.
You know what? You have to meet him first and vet, you know, work it out for me.
I won't like him.
Huh?
I won't like him.
You won't?
No.
Why not?
Because I like you, so I won't like him.
Oh.
There'll be something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sort of have that childish way about you, don't
I
you?
Do. Yeah. But I'm like that with friends,
are you,
boyfriends
Do you have
and
a
girlfriends.
Sister? Are you like that with
No.
You? No, you
I've got a brother, but that's, you know, I don't have a sister.
Oh.
But I'm like that
have
with
you and your brother
friends.
Ever fancied the same person?
No.
Sorry, I'm turning it into an interview.
I don't mind.
For
no,
you
I don't,
now.
No, I don't think so. And if so, I'd have won anyway.
It's funny.
No, because I'm better. Look, I'm kind of nicer than Kieran anyway.
Your brother's very nice.
He's more of an acquired taste, though, isn't he? Don't
no,
you
he's
think?
Very nice. He's
yeah,
just very different to you.
Yeah.
He's intelligent and thoughtful.
Intelligent people like my brother.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm just on looks, really.
And a lovely voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like that with our friends. I don't, you know, when one of our friends from the close group, if they get a new partner...
Quite protective over them, aren't you?
Yeah, I never normally like them.
Yeah, but but that's also to do with the fact that it's protective about the fact that we're worried about someone else coming into our group.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if we don't like them.
This is true, but like, when I'm not on my own because everyone's
Rachel.
The same.
Well, some people change, don't they, when they're with someone and they...
Yeah. Oh, tell us about it.
Spend less time
some
with
Some of
their
our friends have got so boring since they found their, you know, their partner. We can't wait for them to, you know, get rid of certain people.
planting little seeds of contention.
Even more than that sometimes.
Like Dave, you know, since he's found his new woman, she's dragged him out into the country now.
Oh.
That's rubbish.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing. You Very know. Happy.
Are you having another beer, Dave? No, I've got to get the train. You know, she's changed him.
He's loved up.
Yeah. I don't think I've changed at all. You see, you just need to move to the country as well. And then we can go to the country pub.
Okay, fair enough. So what does your man do?
He does real estate.
Ah, right, so he's loaded.
He buys and property and
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
That's the way forward.
So that's very clever. Have his babies.
Oh, as I said, I'm going to keep my mouth closed. The thought of babies right now, like actually having babies, is actually would freak me out. It's not something that is on the cards for
me.
Right,
it'd ruin your life.
My manager just had a baby, and everyone around me is having babies. So even the guy who made the
video. Babies.
Yeah, Dave Myers, who made the video, he made a baby while he was reading. No, when I sent him the song while he was writing the video script, he actually his girlfriend got pregnant.
Okay,
that's scary, isn't it?
Well,
I shouldn't have said that on air.
I feel I might be pregnant by the end of this.
Oh, by the way, go on. I want to have your babies.com. It's really funny.
Okay,
there's a little thing where you can type a message and a baby will like speak it to your friends.
Okay,
yeah.
God, she's so cute, but crackers.
You know, these really little aside crackers. Can be heard by Natasha.
No, but I don't mind, though, because, you know, I love Natasha. I love all the Bedingfields that I've met so far.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah. Has your brother finally got that thing attached off his head?
That's gone.
That's good.
How is Daniel? Is he right?
He's good. Yeah. He's writing for his next album. He's in America.
Good.
Yeah.
Is he writing for anybody else or just himself?
I don't know.
Okay. He's a great songwriter, your brother. Very talented, very misunderstood man.
Amazing performer. Have you seen him live?
Yeah. Several times.
He's good.
He saved the day at a big Radio 1 gig.
Did he?
When the power went down.
Really?
Yeah, he had to do a sort of a cappella set. And he was absolutely, he was absolutely phenomenal.
The power went down 3 times. He was the opening act and he went down 3 times during his set. And on the third time he walked past me and went, this is ridiculous. And I thought, oh, that's it, he's gone, which is fair enough. And
anybody else would have gone after the first one.
They would have gone off crying,
wouldn't
they?
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to keep it going? And I'm like, okay, because let's do something. That was me. I'd have been off. That's it. I'm not going back on.
He
I'm
was
just
great.
Embarrassed.
Always remember that.
Yeah,
that's wicked.
Should we play? I know we haven't got time to play the record now. Well, we'll play in a bit. We'll play after the news. Is that right?
All right. Yeah.
You got to hang around.
Yeah, I'll hang around.
Okay, good. What's wrong with you?
You look scared.
I know. I just chilled. I'm just chilled.
Do I make you nervous, Miss Bedingfield?
No.
Okay. All right.
Her late night.
Really?
She's thinking, I don't want to have his babies.
She'll have
I'll have your babies.
You can have my babies. I don't want babies yet, though.
Neither do I.
I want to
That's good.
I
That's
want
one thing we have in common.
I'm kind of like mid to late 40s, I'll be quite happy. So I've got like 20 years.
Yeah.
Right, Natasha Bedingfield is here. More baby talk in a bit.
It's exactly 8:37.
Thank you very much, Dominic. Miles Show International Radio. Natasha's getting down to our big band jingle.
She likes it.
Is that Ray?
What?
No, I thought that was that guy from X Factor, that other one.
No, please.
This is
was
good.
That you?
No.
No.
That's Richard.
I missed all of the X Factor stuff. I didn't even see you sing.
That was brilliant.
I know you were.
You'd have loved me on the X Factor.
Yeah, I would have.
He'd have voted.
Yeah, I would have.
But you're in America, living in
That's
LA.
Probably why you didn't win, probably because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I was the one person who didn't vote.
Well, I didn't win because I wasn't the best. But anyway, just don't worry about that.
Okay.
Natasha Bedingfield is here. She's looking lovely. She's got Wonder Woman-style boots on that I just noticed.
Oh, yeah. Very foxy. I like it. Thank you.
And she's just announced on the radio that she's looking forward to having a baby with her boyfriend.
No, yeah. I haven't said that.
No, did you not say that?
No.
No, she secretly wants to have babies with her boyfriend. No.
I haven't said that either.
Okay, right. Mm. Her boyfriend right now is hiding under the table, listening to the show, going, she said she didn't want babies until she was at least 30.
You like making stuff up, don't you?
Yes, I do. And she also keeps looking at me and whispering, I love you.
That's true.
Yeah, she does.
That is true.
Anyway, right, let's play your record, shall we?
Let's do it. Chris Miles Show.
International Radio.
Oh! Pause. Clever. Very good.
Very.
There's a baby. We're here with the lovely Natasha Bedingfield.
Still here.
You haven't chased me away yet.
No,
not yet. No. Give me
it's
time.
Probably because you haven't sung yet, isn't it?
Give me time, you'll run away soon, don't you worry. The second album, NB, is released today.
It is.
NB, woo! Which stands for Natasha Bedingfield.
It does, and it stands for Nota Bene, which is Latin.
Yeah, he's a chef.
Famous. Made of Albazelli, isn't he?
Famous Italian makes chef.
Yes, exactly.
And I Want to Have Your Babies is number 9 in the singles chart. Well done.
Wicked. Cool.
I might buy your album today.
Well, I could give you one. I've got one.
Please.
I bought one in.
Don't be cheeky.
You shouldn't say things like that, Natasha. You'll have that clipped up for next show.
Natasha Bedingfield says that she'll give me one. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. I'm going to be in trouble.
Let's hope. Okay, so your brother Daniel is fine. Now, how many Bedingfields are left to appear?
Oh, there are 4 kids
right.
in the Bedingfield family, and they all could make an appearance.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Music. Yeah, we're all very musical.
Okay. Are your parents
couldn't
musical?
Get away from it. Yeah. Not, you know, like they both sing, they both play instruments.
Okay. What do they do?
They do charity work. My mum runs a charity called Global Angel, which is all about kids all over the world and.
Okay.
Out, yeah, which we're all quite involved in.
That's very worthwhile work.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's good.
But then she always bugging you to do stuff for the charity and get you and Nessie and Daniel to do stuff for the charity.
Yeah, so there's always great things that are on. Like, I went to India in November to check out some of the things that are going on, and I saw met a lot of girls who'd been rescued from brothels. It was amazing.
Okay. Mm.
Underage girls who just like get forced into stuff. It was great. You know, I've never been to a place.
I don't know if amazing
before.
And great are the words that you should be using.
No,
but like,
great.
No, great that they're out.
It's great that they've been rescued. You know, it's great that there's hope in the world.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I'd give up work. If all my kids were famous and successful, I'd give up work just to live off their earnings.
Yeah.
It's that's payback time.
Yeah.
Don't give my parents any ideas.
That's what I'd
do. They might
be
listening. Mm.
That's what I'd do. I'd give it all up.
Yeah, that's a big sacrifice.
They support you.
How many millions of records you sold? 6.5 million records?
Something like that.
Right,
yeah.
That's it. And forget it. I ain't working.
I'd be putting your rent up.
You'd just be putting the guilt on your kids as well, right?
Just buy me a big house in Malibu and come and visit me when you're in town. That'll do me.
Yeah, Malibu is where it's near where I lived when I was in LA. It's
oh, really?
So lovely. Yeah. Have you been there?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Is it true that just everybody in Malibu, all these famous Hollywood stars, have just got homes in Malibu and you can't walk down the street without bumping into big names?
Well, people don't walk down the street.
Well, that's very good.
Drive.
That's a very good point. Or on the beach or whatever it is.
On the beach, yeah. The boardwalk. Yeah, it's people running. You see, different people. John Mayer on a bike whizzing past and.
Who?
John Major.
John Mayer, you know. John Mayer.
John Mayer.
You don't know John Mayer?
No.
Oh.
We're talking about famous people.
All right.
Like George Clooney.
Yeah, or like
George
Donna.
Clooney, yeah. No, I didn't see
yeah,
him.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah. He's really cute.
I don't see John Major on a bike.
Exactly.
You know?
He can do tricks. He was in the circus, wasn't he, John Major?
Was he?
Hmm.
I've no idea. It's a very random interview.
Isn't it?
He's the next one to go on X Factor, actually.
Who John Major is?
Yeah.
Is he?
No, he's not.
They're going to do a politician's version of X Factor. Okay. Come on, let's find something
Where
interesting
are we?
To talk about.
I don't know, we're just having a very surreal interview with one of the Bedingfields, which that never happens on the show.
Completely off-piste.
I think you're waiting for me to beatbox or something.
No.
No?
Trust me, I'm really not.
I can't beatbox.
That's fine.
I won't.
Okay. Did you do GAY the other night?
I did.
How was that?
It was the best gig I've done for so long.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of my favourites. Like, okay. The crowd was psyched up. I put a wig on.
Yeah, I saw that you had dark hair.
Dark hair.
Why?
Just fun. I just wanted to try it out. Like,
you look cute with dark hair, though.
Thank you.
It's a nice picture.
I'm naturally blonde. Got a few highlights in there right now just to emphasise it. But I've always wondered what it would be like to... What people would treat me like if I was brunette. I feel like people think you're more smart if you're brunette.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
They say that, though, don't they?
I like blondes, though, so, you know, I'm slightly biased. I like blonde hair in a woman.
Blondes have more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Which Chris Moss? Pardon?
If you're a
Stop
nice person.
Stop teasing me. Sorry,
no,
Dave.
It doesn't matter.
No.
No.
Well, no, it does, though. Because, like, you know, it could be ginger, and then that would be wrong.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's plenty of attractive ginger people.
Name three. Would you ever go out with a ginger person?
We've got redhead in our family. Like, sister's got auburn hair, and my grandma has, and my... I'll probably have a redhead son. Mm. One day. Not now.
We bloody will not. I'm sorry.
No, but it's in the genes.
No way. You can get that dyed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I forgot. We're having kids, aren't we?
Yeah. And we ain't having ginger kids.
But you said that you were going to dump me after this song, after I released this song.
No, I was joking.
You know it's all tongue-in-cheek, don't you?
Listen, you're going to be doing... We've said today... Well, I know it's all tongue-in-cheek, yeah. But I also know that you're a woman, and deep down secretly, you're thinking about, psycho girl things that girls
exactly.
think about. And I don't believe for one second you haven't thought about your wedding. I know you've thought of at least one thing about it.
What?
I don't know. Either somewhere to have it. You've been somewhere. I can put money on it, whether you admit it or not.
Well,
you've been somewhere and you've gone... Someone's gone... Let's say you're in Italy and you're doing promotional work and you're in a beautiful hotel and someone's gone... And there's a wedding taking place. The thought has gone through your head, oh, this would be a nice place to get married.
You know what? I'm definitely going to say that... It has gone through my mind that I'm definitely not getting married in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. Would you not do that?
No, never.
But you can get married by Elvis or Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. No, but...
And they have a wed cam in the corner of the chat. They do. And then they can
video
stream
it
onto the internet.
A fake wedding cake.
Yeah, yeah, all that.
Yeah.
In and out in 10 minutes, mm-hmm. all done. Yeah. Does that not appeal to you?
No.
That's a shame.
That's your style.
That's my idea
it?
Of a big wedding.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can see you getting married in Vegas.
I want to get dressed up as one of the WWE wrestlers and get married.
Not, oh, wow.
No, I don't, obviously. I couldn't do that.
I love wrestling, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Crazy girl. So the big weekend you're going to be playing in Preston. And
yes.
We announced the lineup today. Have you heard who's going to be
like
playing?
Sounds like a
There's
really
gonna
exciting
be
lineup.
Razorlight going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been... How long have you... Well, okay. Well, let's run through some of these names. If you don't know... Well, you'll probably know them. Just Jack. Have you know Just Jack is? Have you heard that track?
No, I haven't heard that track.
All right, let me try and play you a little clip just so
it's
you
good,
know.
It's good, this. You'll like this.
Yeah.
This is Just Jack.
Why do you want to go and put stars in their eyes?
You'd like this track.
Why do you want to go and put stars in their eyes?
Kind of disco-y, isn't it?
It's like a rapper guy. He's good.
Wicked.
Now, Mika, have you heard of Mika?
I've been to a Mika concert in
You're a
New
fan?
York. Yeah, I think he's wonderful.
So you're one of the few people that can actually sing along with this.
Mm. Yeah.
It's way too high for us.
It's too high for me.
No.
So my brother can sing higher than me for some reason. I don't know why he's got higher.
He can sing really high, though.
Yeah.
He's can do
really
that.
Really high.
That's the only thing with Daniel. A lot of Daniel's songs is you can't sing along to them in the car because you either start too high or you start too low.
Mm.
And that is
so you've tried then, have you?
No, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't tried, but I've been in the
That's
car
really
listening.
Good
you know, well, you know what it's like. You either start off too high and then you can't hit the chorus, mm. or you know.
I don't want to run away.
yeah, forget that. I don't want to run away.
Oh, see, you've got a better falsetto than I do.
Thank you. Now, the mine are real.
I don't know what God was thinking when he didn't give me a falsetto.
Fratellis, Stereophonics, Kaiser Chiefs, Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters, yes.
And Natasha Bedingfield.
Are they going to do some amazing show? Are you going to let them bring the puppets on stage and things?
I don't know.
They always do a good...
Whatever they want to do is fine with us.
Mm. Wicked.
They're always really, really good
creative,
weekends.
They're creative, aren't they, on stage?
Is this your first big weekend? You haven't done one before, have you?
I think it is.
Yeah?
No, didn't you do Birmingham or somewhere?
Yeah, maybe in the very, a couple of years ago.
You did a duet with someone in Birmingham.
It was Birmingham, I think. You did?
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Who did a duet
Natasha,
with?
Don't feel bad, because I feel confused
with Estelle?
You.
Yes.
Yeah. Estelle.
Did, yeah.
I did a Maroon 5 cover.
That was supposed to be a secret, and I announced it half an hour before you came on. I remember that.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true.
Oh, yeah, and the photographers were all there.
It was supposed
and
to be
left,
a huge
and I'm,
secret.
Stick around.
Yeah, and I was like, stand by for Estelle and Natasha Bedingfield. And they got told it was a big, big surprise.
Estelle, she's gone. That's a name that's disappeared.
Well, she's actually been in America working on her record. She's been with the John Legend people. And
really?
She's got all sorts of people on her next album.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to get it released. No one not doing any good sitting in the studio. She's got to release that
yeah,
mother.
Yeah, she'll do it, didn't she?
Get it out there.
Yeah. I heard it soon.
Tell me more about your boyfriend. 6 months now.
Where's
he from?
America.
It's not going to work. You can't go out with an American.
You can't tell that just from his nationality.
You can.
You're just...
Gorgeous?
Yes, that's
true. Yeah, I know.
You are.
Whereabouts in America is he from?
He is from... he's from Ohio.
Ooh, middle America.
Yeah, that's bad. See, now he won't be used to the big cities. Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to tell you any more about my boyfriend because you've decided to be negative.
No, I'm not being negative. I'm being truthful because I feel that we have a bond.
Oh, I feel as
though I can tell you these things.
Yes.
And I think you need to hear them.
Okay.
So dump him. You need to be single for a while because you're going to be.
I wrote that song single. I've been single for long enough.
Then that's right. So see the good work you do when you're single.
Have you ever gone on done that dating, all the different dating things you can do?
Speed dating.
Speed dating. Yeah. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't done that. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I would do that at my local pub on a Thursday.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
Is that how you met your...
No. No, I just happened to be driving past the other day and I noticed.
What about online dating?
No.
Oh, seriously, that's for losers.
See, I'm not very good.
You haven't done that, have you?
No.
I'm not very good with computers.
Have you been speed dating?
No.
Have you done any of those things?
No.
What, hang on, you pause. You've done something. What have you done?
No, I've just got a funny story. My dad was trying to recommend that I go on one of those things, and I'm like, absolutely not. He's like, go on a thing, and I'm like, no. And then I went and got my boyfriend.
Well, hang on, how come your dad is saying that you should be going internet dating?
I'm like, Dad.
Are your mum and dad still together?
Yes.
Why is he sitting at home surfing internet dating sites?
No, he's not doing that.
Why do you know? He's recommending them to you.
He'll never do that.
He must have had a look.
No, my mum and dad are very much in love.
Maybe your mum and dad have a secret life that you don't know about.
You're just trying to, tear relationships apart.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
I always worry that those that seek love on the internet must be sort of socially inadequate, maybe.
No, do you know what?
Do you not think?
Some of my friends have met their other halves.
No. See, that's really weird. Do you not think that's weird?
No, people on MySpace as well.
Yeah, do you not think that's a bit weird?
Yeah, go
you
out
have
and
to
meet.
Be careful,
go
obviously.
No, do you know what? I'm saying the opposite. Don't meet anybody off the internet. Are you? You're all insane.
Alan's the sort of person that has friends on the internet. Discuss.
Don't meet people. What? Go out and meet real people.
Sometimes people don't have time, or they can't find the right one, or they want to be with somebody.
Spend more time in the pub.
I know a guy who married a girl he met on the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they still together?
I believe so. Well, actually, don't know. But I just find that very weird.
I think it's weird, strange.
You just get scared of that moment. If someone gives you a photo, and then when you actually meet them, and it not quite matching up.
Yeah. I'm gorgeous on the internet. I'm really good looking. I'm 6'2".
An airbrushed.
Yeah.
I'm 6 foot. I have an athletic build.
Mm-hmm.
Good sense of humour.
Yeah.
Non-smoke.
Yep. I judge.
Like Scrabble.
Very kind to children.
I'm a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I love all sport as well. I love working out.
You could just put... why don't you say you're a celebrity personal trainer? That would be even more desirable.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. I just find... If anyone listening has ever done that, then fair enough. But I just personally, I think... I don't want to judge you, but I think it's for losers.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
Working out?
No, internet dating. No,
well, I'm working out. And those that work out and date on the internet...
Okay, so dump your boyfriend.
Okay.
And then move back
The advice of Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
That's right.
Move back. I'm here already. I've just bought a house and I'm moving in. And
okay.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Do you need help moving in? I can help you.
Yeah, I've need help with sorting through the boxes.
Is your boyfriend going to help you move in? No, he's in America. Couldn't even be bothered to come over and help you.
Shut
move
up.
How horrible is that?
You're not the matchmaker, you're the match breaker.
Natasha, if I was your boyfriend, I'd move you. I'd do all the work.
Mm.
Would you?
You'd be like Pickford, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. That's good to know.
I'd help. I'd box things up with you.
I thought you were
really
afraid of commitment.
I'm not going to live with you. I'll go out with you, but I'm not going to live with you. I'm going to live separately to you.
Good.
Yeah.
Separate beds.
Oh, that's even more weird.
What?
So you're going to move her into a flat somewhere that you don't live in.
No.
And then you're just going to have her sort of on the side like some kind of convenient girlfriend.
Yeah, because Natasha and I were saying off the air, we're both very selfish people.
We are.
So that suits us down to the ground.
That's strange.
No, it's not strange. It's fine. And then if we ever do have a family and get married and have kids, I don't want anything to do with them. So Natasha can look after
them. You buy a flat between the two of you.
Or
if
Natasha is that selfish, I will live in one house, she will live next door, I will have the kids and the nanny in the third
house.
Yeah.
That's even better. And occasionally we'll like pop in.
And, your mum lives in, you'd buy her a house in, where did you say, not Miami.
Malibu.
Yeah, there you go. Let the parents live out there.
Or you'd buy my mum a house in Malibu, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can buy mine one in next door.
No.
Brilliant.
Mother-in-law.
There you go.
All right.
Sorted.
This is very confusing.
It is, isn't it?
I love how I just sorted your life out now and made it better.
I just have this sinking feeling that it's not better.
It is. You know it's better. You're going to wake up every morning and go, yes. Like the man in Jerry Maguire movie.
Something weird now.
Natasha's album, MB, is released today. Please go and buy it. It was recorded in LA, but as you can hear by the interview, she is still down to earth. Well, as down to earth as Natasha Bedingfield ever was, with the greatest respect.
Apart from my Wonder Woman heels.
Yeah, which are very sexy, by the way. I Want to Have Your Babies is number 9 in the singles chart, so download that today and then go and buy the album. And you're supporting Justin Timberlake on his European leg of the tour.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Coming up in a month's time.
And your UK tour kicks off in September in Belfast.
That's right.
And if you can't wait till September, May, for our big weekend in Preston, when Natasha will be playing.
Yes, and I promise that the whole album is not about babies.
Right.
Mm. So it's worth listening to.
Track number 2 on
it's
the
toddlers.
Album. Is, track number 2 on the album is called "I Want to Have Half Your Money When We Get Divorced." That's track number 2. And track number 3
put
is
put me on the insurance for your car.
Track number 3 is called "When I Say I Don't Want Anything for Valentine's Day, I'm Lying."
Yeah. And track number 5 is called "I Don't Fancy Chris Moyles, Honest."
See, there you go. Mm. Told you, Dave.
Which one of them's a lie?
I wear them all down. Natasha, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you,
Natasha Bedingfield. Everybody,
give me a big kiss.
Babies. You're going to give me a kiss?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hang on a second, Dave. I'm going to have a kiss.
That's right.
Oh.
You went for the lips then, didn't
you? Yes, I did, yeah.
You're back in the room.
Right, Dave, do you two distinct something? I'm going to kiss Natasha.
KLF Justify Nation. Ancient is a word associated with the Greeks, the Romans, and the Egyptians, who were some...